Well, hi, everybody. We have more weather changes on the way, but for today, look for a sun and cloud mix. It's going to be a little warmer than it has been. A high temperature up to about 76 today. Clouds on the increase tonight, but dry during the evening. Maybe a couple of showers in the overnight hours, low 56. Then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms, high around 71. Then becoming partly cloudy as the storm system moves away tomorrow night, overnight low 53. On Friday, mid-70s, a sun and cloud mix, but dry during the daytime. Maybe a stray shower Friday night, but a perfect weekend coming up. 77 Saturday, near 80 Sunday with sunshine. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes all the time with push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. People living in the Cottage Hill neighborhood of Montgomery are excited for the opening of the National Memorial for Peace and Justice Thursday. For the past year and a half, residents say they've watched the memorial rise from the ground up. They're hopeful for what the increased foot traffic in their neighborhood will do for local business. Governor Kay Ivey is meeting with high-level automotive executives in Japan this week. Ivey and a team of economic development specialists left Tuesday. They'll be speaking with representatives from Toyota, Mazda, and Honda. And a man who disarmed a gunman accused of killing four people at a Nashville Waffle House received a standing ovation from Tennessee lawmakers. James Shaw Jr. was honored by the Tennessee legislature on Tuesday. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Odometers don't count miles, they count achievements. That's why Firestone's all-season champion tires come with a 70,000-mile limited tread wear warranty. That's our longest ever. So go see what's over the horizon. Go see this beautiful land of ours. Or just go see the world's largest ball of twine. The farther, the better. Because they don't call them milestones for nothing. Find the tires for your next adventure at FirestoneTire.com. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Attention, Yards of America, now you have a holiday too. Toro Days at the Home Depot. With the best prices of the season on the latest Toro push mowers, zero-turn mowers, blowers, and trimmers. To celebrate, come in now for $25 off any Toro self-propelled walk-behind mower. Then, get outside and enjoy the holiday. The best prices of the season on Toro. Happy Toro Days from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offers valid April 19th through May 2nd.
Spring break has sprung. Time for a new ride. Have you seen and driven the all-new JL Body 2018 Wrangler? Wow. No zips, fewer screws and bolts. Easy, one-person fold-down top. Gotta see it, gotta drive it. The Grand Cherokee, the Cherokee, the Ram trucks, all priced right. The Challenger, the Demon, the Charger, go Dodge. Brubaker Kia, one of the larger volume stores in the Southeast. For a reason, we are priced right with a huge inventory. The all-new Stinger sedan taking this track by storm. The Sorento SUV, the best-selling Forte sedan, an always cool soul, all priced right. And Brubaker Infinity, our luxury spot. Load up the beautiful and nimble full-size QX80 SUV, a family favorite. In style. The QX60, our midsize SUV with huge discounts. And the all-new QX50 compact SUV coming this month. See all these and more at Brubaker in Prattville and Montgomery and Brubaker.com.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the river region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Four times in my life, America's been at war. That's a tragic waste of lives. And it makes you realize how desperately the world needs a lasting peace. Just across the hall here in the White House is the Roosevelt Room, named after the two Roosevelts who served here, one a Republican, one a Democrat. Many decisions are made in that room. And often as I meet with my staff, I gaze up at the five service flags, each representing one of the five military services. And draped from each flag are battle streamers, signifying every battle campaign fought since the Revolutionary War. Each ribbon a remembrance of a time when American men and women spilled their blood into the soil of distant lands. My fondest hope for this presidency is that the people of America give us the continued opportunity to pursue a peace so strong and so lasting that we'd never again have to add another streamer to those flags.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
66 degrees outside. Stock market is down 43 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How are we doing, big guy?
Fantastic. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Also, OTOO. Either one. Oh, man. We got a lot kind of going on out here. Of course, we always have a lot kind of going on out here. It's okay, nice outside. It's going to be 77 degrees is the high, I believe, which I can live with that. Got a lot going on today.
It's not too bad.
Meeting clients. Just that overcast. I would rather it be clear skies, blue skies, and no humidity than anything else. 272-9228, first-time callers, Nature Led. Joey, the producer, know we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card, which is going to be today. And Then for any caller, get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. I just had the third round of a meal off of my Cuban sandwich. That's how good that thing is.
Wow.
That was my third shot at it. I'm telling you, that Cuban sandwich is absolutely amazing.
It is quite the serving.
I need to find out if Reed got his strawberries in. And if so, I won't let you guys know. Because I want them this time. You guys beat me out of them last time. Let's see. A lot of stuff kind of going on out here. I want to kind of do something a little differently than I normally do. In the United Kingdom, they have a child, and this is such a sad story, that a judge, a tribunal court, has basically said the child needs to die. Being the responsible for the child, they're making the choices. The parents are there, and they don't have a choice in this. The court has a choice. This is going to give you an insight of what socialized medicine can look like when you're choosing between morphine and chemo-type situation. Let's listen in.
The National Health Service in the United Kingdom has won another legal battle, denying parents Thomas Evans and Katie James the right to give their dying child, 23-month-old Alfie Evans, a fighting chance at life. The court ruling yesterday that they cannot take their son to Italy for further treatment and that the United Kingdom hospital can remove the child's life support against the parents' wishes, which they have done. But little Alfie is beating the odds despite being taken off the oxygen, his father posting that Alfie has been breathing on his own. Matt Wall is with TheDailyWire.com, the author of Unholy Trinity, Blocking the Left's Assault on Life, Marriage, and Gender. Headline this morning is that they've taken him off of oxygen, but his parents are keeping him alive, giving him mouth-to-mouth.
Yeah, this is really horrific. They're performing mouth-to-mouth on their dying child in a hospital while the doctors stand around and just wait for him to die. And we should also mention that, just so people know, yesterday, the hospital in Italy that had volunteered to take this child and treat him sent a helicopter to the hospital in London, and it was waiting outside. But the hospital in London stationed police officers around to prevent anyone from taking this child and putting him in the medevac to bring him to a place that could treat him. I mean, this is to call it outrageous is a huge understatement, I think.
What in the world?
Court decided that the child, they're not going to treat the child, and they won't let the parents take him away from the hospital at their own expense, and taking him to a hospital won't cost UK, won't cost the hospital, won't cost the socialized medicine system anything. Could you imagine?
I would be taking the child. You would have to throw me in jail.
Could you imagine that you're keeping your child alive by mouth to mouth?
No.
The other thing is, they took all feeding tubes off of him, too. So he's starving to death on top of all this. This is a little snapshot into Bernie Sanders right here. This is Bernie Sanders, folks. And this is absolutely outrageous. That Italy hospital sends a medevac hospital chopper, and they won't let him come. Won't let him go. Let's go to the phones and go to Cooper. Cooper, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Wednesday.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm pretty sure now that the reason this child cannot be taken to Italy, it's not a ruling of the National Health Service in the UK. It's a ruling from the EU.
I didn't get that out of the story at all.
Well, I mean, that's what I had gotten from some previous articles I read. If I'm wrong, I apologize. But that's the way I read it, that there was a ruling from a court either in Brussels or Luxembourg that the National Health Service was, you know, going along with, but it wasn't that the...
Okay, I didn't get that out of the story, so you're going to have to send me an article that shows that to me.
Okay, I'll follow up on that. But, you know, it's just stuff like this, things like this, if that is true, that caused Brexit. I mean, they're tired of Brussels passing laws on the British people.
Well, forget if it's Brussels. Any court that is taking away the rights of a parent and basically saying, we know best, so we're going to be in charge, and the thing that we're going to choose in the child's best interest is to let the child die.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you 100%. It's just kind of hard to figure out what's going through people's minds when they'll do something. Like, how do they sleep at night? I just don't understand it.
Well, and particularly when they get into the system where basically the reason we're doing this is so people won't be escaping and going to other places and sidestepping
for
us.
Treatment. Exactly. Yeah. Enjoying the show.
Thanks, Cooper. Appreciate it. Let me go to Tea Party Becky. Becky, welcome aboard Dan Morris Show on Wednesday.
Hey, this story is so infuriating, and it just makes me think, so the government is allowed to take prisoners. This kid is a prisoner.
Yeah.
And, you know, what little I know about this is that apparently if he were to survive, you know, his health issues, he would be a disabled. And they don't want to have to deal with his disabilities, and so they would just rather have him die. And I think you made a great point. This is just a glimpse into Bernie Sanders. And I think if millennials, if you showed them, okay, what do you think about this story? How does this make you feel? I think they would be appalled, and they would say, oh, this is horrible. We should let that kid live. And then you say, well, this is what you want. The left wants this. It's awful. It just makes me really mad. So I hope you change stories soon.
Yeah, it's and that's what happens when you're in a communist and socialist world. They own you. They literally own you. And they're going to make the decision about their property. And that's what they're doing.
Yeah. There's no freedom. There's no, this is my life. This is my family. We want to make these decisions. I just see it as he's in prison. He's in a concentration camp, as far as I'm concerned, because they're starving him. They took out the breathing tube, and they're just going to let him die.
Yeah. That's crazy.
It's awful. But thank you for bringing this to our attention. It's an awful story, but I think people need to wake up.
Absolutely. Becky,
thanks.
Appreciate you. Let me go to a break. We'll play the other half of this story right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM. Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living. And we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912756.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. If you've ever thought of getting your real estate license, or if you need continuing education credits to keep your license, we have courses starting now designed for you. Live classes conducted by me with lots of participation and activity, loads of handouts, real-life examples by an active broker and salesperson will help you understand the ins and outs of the real estate business. With 40 years of experience in selling, listing, closing, and managing rental property, you will receive clear instruction of property law, pricing, property appraisals, and agency law. We will teach investment strategies, property management systems, and ways to profit from this business. Learn through great examples, in-depth materials, and an easy-to-find office in East Chase. We take credit cards, and online classes are available as well. Call Bo Goodson Real Estate School at 551-0225 or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need to help get you back on the road. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get CarQuest conventional motor oil for just $2.96 a quart. Talk about an amazing price. Plus, find great prices on CarQuest's full line of motor oil. Go to Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores to take advantage of this great offer while it lasts. Advance Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Under my
.279228, that's where we are.
The difference in the clothes she wears down to me. The change has come, she's under my...
Let's get to the second part of this, the story of a child in the United Kingdom. And they're going to compare this to having a death panel.
His father, Tom Evans, posted on Facebook the update. He has now been starved from nutrition for 23 hours. It's the bottom part of the screen right there. How is this humane? Where does his dignity lie? We have to explain, though, Matt, in the United Kingdom, the way it works with the National Health Service, the patient has rights, but the parents don't. And if the patient is 23 months old and is unconscious, it's the state. It's the, you know, for a very long time, we talked about death panels in this country. Is that what this is?
That's exactly what this is. That's exactly what this is. This is a judge deciding that this child, his life is no longer worth living, and so we're going to kill him. There's no point keeping him alive. And so that's what a death panel is. Matt,
you're calling this murder.
Yes, this is murder. This is absolutely murder. They are actively killing this child when there are other options. They could go to a hospital. There's a hospital that will take him. Listen, these parents are not trying to force the hospital in London to do anything it doesn't want to do. Right. All they're saying is, let go of our kid. Let us bring him to this other hospital. And the judge in the hospital is saying, no, he has to die. And when we talk about the rights of a patient, part of the problem here is that in Europe, they're really big on this concept of a right to die. You know, you've got euthanasia in all these countries across Europe. It's the child's right to die. And he has no other right. He has to die, and we get to speak for him and voice that right. And his parents have essentially, look, the parents have lost custody of their child. They've committed no crime. The only crime they've committed is trying to get medical treatment for their kid. They've lost custody, and now they have to sit back and watch him perish. Yeah. I mean, it's horrible.
This is absolutely incredible.
Well, and how, even if, like, you say, I have a right to die, like, I don't want to do this procedure. Like, I am saying this.
Right.
That's one thing. It's another thing to have the government essentially say, no, you're not allowed to pursue any options that you wish to pursue. That your child is not, you're not the guardian, we're the guardian.
We're the guardian. We're going to act in the child's best interest, and the child's best interest is for him to die.
Good Lord.
And that's what happens is when you have something without compassion.
Yeah.
And you're making a, a natural order is that the parent is going to be dealing with the best interest of the child. If it's proven that they're not, then a court can intervene. But this is clearly, they just don't want the expense of this. This is exactly what you get with socialized medicine. And folks, this isn't the first time this has happened. This is the third time I can remember that in UK that this has happened. Third time. So this is just absolutely horrendous. I mean, I could not imagine what these parents are going through. So the phones will go to Kurt. Kurt, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, my friend, and you?
Well, I just want to make a comment that when I lived in England in the 60s, mm-hmm. this was going on even then.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Socialized medicine has been around for a long time. They have panels. They'll give out drugs, just hand over fist, and not delay operations. And then they got these panels, and this is the most extreme one I've heard of.
Like I said, this is the third case I can remember that I've reported on this show about it. How long were you in UK?
I lived there when I was 9 through 11.
Oh, okay.
But I remember my dad talking about it, and he said, this is nothing but a steaming pile.
was your dad at the Atlantic Command or something?
He was the procurement officer for one of the procurement officers for England.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, he got all the food in.
Wow.
But, yeah, I remember they had lots of these cases going on, people waiting years for operations.
Oh, yeah, when I would go to, when I was at MD Anderson, I'd bump in people from Canada and the UK all the time, and Saudi Arabia, places like that, all the time.
Yeah, people wonder why people come to this country for medical treatment.
Yeah, and the thing is, what this guy was telling me, that was from the UK, he said, I can't let anybody know that I'm here because I'm not supposed to be here, but I'm paying for all this on my own.
Oh, yeah, he can get in big trouble for taking care outside of the country without permission. He could void his free medical care.
Well, his choice was either let them do it and die or try to get MD Anderson to save him.
That's basically how it goes.
Yeah.
But you can get all the drugs in the world you want.
Yeah. And
they don't have an opioid problem. They just give it to them.
Yeah. And again, when you look at these countries, it's what is known in cancer world as palliative care. They're not curative, it's palliative. They're not trying to cure you. They're just trying to relieve the pain so you don't die in too much pain.
That's basically it. And it costs an arm and a leg for the taxpayer.
Yeah. And they're getting a really lousy product. And eventually it's going to dawn on them, particularly when this aging population gets on up there.
Yeah, it's going to be more and more of this stuff going on. Well, I'll let you get on, Dan. I just wanted to make that comment.
I appreciate you sharing that with us. Newstone 93.1, Dan Morris Show. We'll be back after this quick break.
The Dan Morris Show. The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Up in Washington, they always know better.
politically correct nonsense, I say.
Alabama Governor, conservative Kay Ivey.
When special interests wanted to tear down our historical monuments, I said no and signed a law to protect them. We can't change or erase our history, but here in Alabama, we know something Washington doesn't. To get where we're going means understanding where we've been.
With conservative Kay Ivey, Alabama is working again. In just her first year as governor, Ivey cleaned up the corruption mess and banned lobbyists from executive appointments. Plus, Ivey delivered 4,000 new jobs at Toyota Mazda, the lowest unemployment in Alabama history. And now Ivey signed the largest middle-class tax cut in over a decade.
I'm Kay Ivey. Alabama is working again.
And this is just the beginning. Paid for by Kay Ivey for Governor, Inc., P.O. Box 966, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to LightStream.com/news. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to LightStream.com/news. That's LightStream.com/news. LightStream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for important information about limits on LightStream loans.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites. Looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Team, I recently learned that a good boss has to know how to delegate. What? That means I get to have other people do the things I don't want to do. So from now on, Tina, you'll be driving me to work. Bill, here's my laundry. Jack, talk to my wife when she calls. Remember, you have to pretend you're interested or she gets really mad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The fate of the president's travel ban now up to the Supreme Court justices who've just heard arguments.
A lot of the conversation, at least in the beginning of the case, was about congressional power versus presidential power. A number of the justices saying, listen, Congress has acted on this. They have drafted statutes about immigration, about vetting. Justice Sotomayor in particular saying, what gives the president power to go beyond that, to add to that?
Fox's Shannon Bream outside the court, which is considering whether the policy is aimed at excluding Muslims. French President Macron speaking to Congress about Syria, terrorism, and free trade, also at one point quoting a phrase of President Trump.
To protect our democracies, we have to fight against the ever-growing virus of fake news.
And a shooting turns deadly for police in Dallas, where the mayor's announced Rogelio Santander, one of two officers shot at Home Depot yesterday, has died. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather is sponsored by the Montgomery Zoo, featuring animals from around the world, and now the brand new exhibit, Stingray Bay. Enjoy the outdoors with your family at the Montgomery Zoo, open 7 days a week.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have more weather changes on the way, but for today, look for a sun and cloud mix. It's going to be a little warmer than it has been. A high temperature up to about 76 today. Clouds on the increase tonight, but dry during the evening. Maybe a couple of showers in the overnight hours, low 56. Then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms, high around 71. Then becoming partly cloudy as the storm system moves away tomorrow night, overnight low 53. On Friday, mid-70s, a sun and cloud mix, but dry during the daytime. Maybe a stray shower Friday night, but a perfect weekend coming up. 77 Saturday, near 80 Sunday with sunshine. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes all the time with push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
That's where we are. Before we get back into Shannon Bream and talking about the Supreme Court, Fresh Market has got prime. Now, this is prime. Whole beef tenderloin, prime, aged for tenderness, $13.99 a pound. That is normally $20 a pound. You can get Chateaubriand prime, a 9 ounce, $16.99, each, that's $3 off. You get the Chateaubriand premium, which is $12.99, or $3 off.
And also, I noticed last night when I went into the freshest of markets that the grass-fed ribeye was on sale for $12.99. I think it's usually $16.99. It was last night.
Yeah, last night. The change is over on... I didn't see that when I was there.
Yeah, it's a little bit over from the choice, the premium, and the prime. I like the grass-fed because you still get some marbling, some fat, but it's a deep red sort of meat. Really good stuff.
Here's another one for you. They have the... Copper River sockeye salmon for $9.99 a pound.
Ooh.
And I've done that, and here's one I'm going to try. 5 ounce rainbow trout fillet for $4.99 a pound. And 5 ounces of a really good whitefish is a lot of fish. Okay, 272-9228. Let's go to Shannon Bream, who's going to be talking about the Supreme Court.
This literally is the last day of the entire term for arguments, and this is one of the toughest cases the justices will have to wade through. The government says this is all about keeping America safe. Now, opponents of this ban say what they view it as is religious discrimination. You know this is the third version of it because it's gone through several iterations. In this version, they dropped the country of Sudan. They added Chad, which has since again been dropped because it fulfilled some security requirements, but they added North Korea and Venezuela, as you mentioned, and those are obviously not predominantly Muslim countries. So what the administration is saying is, listen, we vetted this thing. It's now neutral on its face. It serves a purpose. Opponents like Elizabeth Wydra, who is a critic of this ban, she's the president of the Constitutional Accountability Center, says it's not working. Here's what she says.
This ban does not make us safer. And in fact, it actually goes against our national security because it undermines key elements of our Constitution. The idea that we don't discriminate on the basis of religion, there cannot be a religious test at the border. That is un-American.
Well, and something special that's happening today that hasn't happened since 2015. All of the media organizations petitioned the court to have the release of same-day audio. So folks at home, within an hour or two, we think of these arguments wrapping up, will actually get to hear the voices of the justices for the first time in 3 years as they hear this case today, Sandra.
Now, they just wrapped up the argument. Alito made some pretty good points. He said, how is how is this a ban on Muslim if it only represents 8% of the Muslim population in the world? I thought that was pretty... salient point by a Supreme Court justice. Then it's going to get into the travel ban and what's the effect of the president's tweets.
Shannon, how much will the president's tweets factor into this case?
You know, what he said on the campaign trail, his tweets, those are going to be the key issue in this case because the lower courts and several of judges, what they've done is looked back to what the president said about cracking down on Muslim immigration, cracking down on, quote, bad actors and bad hombres, and his tweets about these kinds of bans. They have factored those into the decision, saying, even if you will argue, as the administration does, that on its face this thing is now neutral, but what the president has said and what other folks within the Trump administration and campaign have said shows an animus that is a religious bit of discrimination. So the justices will have to decide how much of that they're going to allow in. Tom Dupree, former Justice Department attorney, says they're going to want to worry, some of them probably, about this looking too political. Here's his take.
In many ways, it's a political judgment, and historically, the court has been very reluctant to tread into areas where it could be viewed as making a political judgment that's properly confined to the executive.
Well, and no matter how you feel about this case, for or against the ban, there are plenty of protesters here today. A lot of folks can't see it as anything but political. We'll have a decision by the end of June.
So the by the end of June, when the court retires, they'll have it by that time. They did do something kind of unusual. I was just listening to Justin Napolitano talking about it. They had the audio tapes of this, and so you can listen in, but they actually can go in and they archive the tapes of this. So I'm going to be interested in listening to that, which I could have heard it before I came on air to pick out some pieces out of that. 272-9228. There's also a DACA ruling that happened that we're going to kind of get into a little bit in some of our cuts that I think is being misunderstood and misrepresented. Can't imagine the media doing that. Here's another one that it's kind of open for discussion, and that is the universal basic income.
Oh, I've heard plenty about this.
And this is Robert Reich, former Clinton Labor Secretary.
That fool.
Let's listen into this. And guys, pay attention to this. This is, he's going to kind of make an argument about basic income because of artificial intelligence.
You see this little gadget? Let's call it an iEverything. You can't get it yet, but if technology keeps moving as fast as it is now, the iEverything will be with us before you know it. A combination of intelligent computing, 3D manufacturing, big data crunching, and advanced biotechnology, this little machine will be able to do everything you want and give you everything you need. There's only one hitch. As the economy is now organized, no one will be able to buy it because there won't be any paying jobs left. You see, the iEverything will do everything. I'm exaggerating a bit in order to make a point about the trend we're already seeing. Even now, we're producing more and more with fewer and fewer people. Internet sales are on the way to replacing millions of retail workers. Diagnostic apps will be replacing hundreds of thousands of healthcare workers. Self-driving cars and trucks will replace 5 million drivers.
Where would you like to go?
Researchers estimate that almost half of all U.S. jobs are at risk of being automated in the next 2 decades. Now, this isn't necessarily bad. The economy we're heading toward could offer millions of people more free time to do what they want instead of what they have to do to earn a living. But to make this work, we'll have to figure out some way to recirculate the money from the relatively few people who do very well in the economy of the iEverything to the rest of us who will want to buy the iEverythings.
You know, what I love when you listen to liberals that are out there who basically want a government doing everything, how they couch the argument under economic terms and that this is what's coming, and so we need government to fix it. I mean, that's basically what he's saying. Government's going
to
fix it.
We need to redistribute the wealth because in a capitalist system, all the profits accrue to the top. There's no, it's not like billions of people have been brought out of poverty in the last hundreds of years. Goodness.
It's amazing to me how they are approaching this and how they think about this. So the notion is you're not going to have any jobs because machines are going to be doing everything, which I disagree with. You've had a lot of jobs that have moved into different sectors, particularly service, but a lot of jobs doing other things. I mean, your number of people to do a radio show, for example. I mean,
a lot less.
Well, it's in a way less, but in a way, what you're doing is you're utilizing more people. Think about the morning show.
Right. Okay.
There are four people in the morning show.
Right.
And most morning shows were two people back during the 60s. Larry Stevens and Leslie were together. There was two. And then you'd have Bob O'Brien or somebody that would, Robert Charles, that would come in and do the news and things like that. We have news people that do our stuff.
No, he's saying, I might be exaggerating a little bit. If this future that folks keep painting actually comes about where machines are doing everything, everything's automated, that is, I think, what some economists have referred to 100 years ago as superabundance. So if we have so much stuff that is being done by machines, we would treat things the same way we treat air we breathe.
Yeah.
You don't need a job if the thing's being provided almost for free.
Well, but, you know, the thing will break. Somebody's got to fix it. Right. The machine is going to be able to fix itself. Okay, I'm cool with that, but then they're just making the machines.
Right.
How are you going to have a justice system that's going to be run by machines? Aren't you still going to need, you know, attorneys, judges, people like that? Because I don't think the public's ready to have a machine make that decision. Who's fighting the war? What war are you going to fight that doesn't... I mean, in all of history, what you're going to find out is you've got to put troops on the ground.
Now, yes.
Maybe those troops are robust, but again, somebody's got to be telling the robot what to do, how to strategize. I don't think somebody's going to sit there and say, well, yeah, the robot's going to make a better decision than we are out here. Maybe we can get to that point, but I just don't see that.
Well, and with the universal basic income, I don't know if it would actually work, especially how much do you have to raise in order to make it work. But I might entertain that idea if you got rid of every other government expenditure that comes under the banner of entitlements and welfare.
Well, and this is also when you do the Bernie Sanders drink the moonshine versus Kool-Aid. Just think about it. What he's basically saying is that a handful of companies are going to make so much money that we're going to have to distribute that money back out, and then the people will go buy things with it, so that money will accrue back to the company.
Mm-hmm.
Well, something's wrong with that number. If you're taking a percentage of what it's taking to manufacture and you're redistributing that, then are you taking all their money away? Every bit of their money away? And then what's the incentive to go in and produce something? Ooh, that's what happens in the communist countries. Let's listen to the second part of this. He's going to explain universal income.
One possible answer, a universal basic income, possibly financed out of the profits going to labor replacing innovations.
Possibly.
The idea of a universal basic income historically has had support from people on both the left and the right. In the 1970s, President Nixon proposed a similar concept for the United States, and it even passed the House of Representatives.
I therefore propose that we abolish the present welfare system, and a basic federal minimum would be provided.
The idea is getting some traction again. Some think it could be superior to welfare or other kinds of public assistance because a universal basic income doesn't tell people what to spend the assistance on, and everyone qualifies. In recent years, evidence has shown that giving people cash as a way to address poverty actually works. In study after study, people don't stop working and they don't drink it away. They actually use it to increase their earnings. Interest in a basic income is surging, with governments debating it from Finland to Canada to Namibia. The charity Give Directly is about to launch a basic income pilot in Kenya, providing an income for more than 10 years to some of the poorest and most vulnerable families on the planet, and then rigorously evaluate the results. As new technologies replace work, the question for the future is how best to provide economic security for all. A universal basic income could be an answer.
I love how a liberal presents something. Drives me crazy. Absolutely crazy. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Mike. Mike, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Doing good.
So this AI conversation is pretty interesting. I know you just talked about, hey, we're not going to be replacing attorneys and judges and the military as well, too. But if you look at what the military is spending their biggest priority is on, it's AI. They're trying to get to the point where we just, you know, you don't need humans in the loop anymore. You don't need a human to pull the trigger. With regards to James Cameron, Skynet is becoming realer and more than you think. And that's just, you know, you can read that on the internet that's coming out from the Department of Defense right now.
Well, again, what happens is you start changing where you don't need a fighter jet that's very, very expensive and a big crew to manage that plane, and then the pilots to fly the plane. What you've done is you've gone to drone technology. So you have a guy sitting at Nellis in Nevada flying an airplane, flying a drone that is sitting in Iraq and killing people. But
right.
But so what you've done is you've made it smaller, you made it cheaper, you made it lighter, you made it more efficient, and you have less risk.
Oh, it's true, and there's a lot going on there, but it's more than that right now. I mean, the Army's doing their own drone technology with drones that have machine guns on them, stuff like that. They're driving around on the ground. They're getting to the point, and they want to get to the point with the command and control stuff, that you really don't have to have humans making any decisions, and it can all be done by computers. The real slow thing in the loop when you get faster and faster and faster is it's the human, not the computer.
Well, is making a decision is one thing. Making the right decision is another.
So computers are actually getting to the point now where they can make better decisions than humans. And so when you talk about AI...
Let's kind of back up a little bit. When you say they can... That's one thing. When you say they're doing it all the time and you're taking a human out of the loop, there's not a system that you can tell me that's doing that right now.
I wouldn't say right now.
Okay.
And I wouldn't, but I'd say that within the extraordinarily near future...
Define extraordinarily near.
5 years.
5 years. Okay, 5 years from now, tell me what's going to happen.
I think that when you start looking at going toe-to-toe with someone that is stronger than us, you want to be able to use advantages to... You want to be able to use your advantages, right? So you have to make decisions faster than they do.
Right.
So you've got limited people on the U.S. side. So what you want to be able to do is you want to be able to make as many decisions as you can as quickly as possible. And the human becomes the long pole in that tent really quickly.
Okay, well, I do not see a country that's letting go command and control where the computer is making the decision from the beginning to the end and when to start. We're just not built that way as a nation. Go ahead.
I just want to get this out real fast, and I'm tracking what you're saying. General Mattis said within the last year, he said, you know, the question is, you know, we're really having to struggle if we leave humans in the loop. And he's asking that question right now, and he's made that comment in speech.
Okay, but again, you know, you're talking about different battle theaters here. You're talking one, they're talking about a major war where you're going, you called it toe-to-toe against a China or a Russia. Our fighting for the last umpteen years hasn't been that. It has been this kind of field tactics that are out there, shock and awe, and then us bringing boots on the ground in there. And what we're doing is we're using technology to step our game up where we have a battle plan and we go and execute that battle plan. I can see what you're talking about when you're talking about ICBMs and you're saying, okay, computer, you take over, you shoot those bad boys down. That's not going to be a human that's not going to make that decision. A computer is.
It is. It's more than just ICBM. We're talking a lot of systems out there, and it's going to be a challenge. I'll leave it with this. So when they've done AI studies, they've actually gone out and saying, hey, how we can replace lawyers and judges because they are going to be less susceptible to bribery. They did you hear about the Twitter AI bot that they made?
No.
So they made a bot that went out on Twitter, completely AI-driven. And it went out through the Twitterverse and started learning how to do stuff on Twitter. And funny enough, it became an anti-Semitic Twitter bot. I guess it was hanging around too many alt-right sites or something. but these things are being able to think on their own. And if you can get them to think, you can get them to speak. And you can get it to the point to where you're probably going to be able to replace you on the radio.
Well,
I mean, that's within the longer term future, 5 to 15 years.
Mike, you just proved my point perfectly. And that is when you said there's a bot that went out on Twitter and it became anti-Semitic. That proves exactly so. In other words, do you think that was right or do you think that was wrong?
I think it's like... I think it's a step in a process, right?
No. See that's exactly Mike. That's exactly my point. If I were to ask 100 people, would you agree with the decision that bot made? Most of them would say no.
I agree.
Okay, so that's exactly the point. Thanks, Mike. I've got I missed my break here. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I was having wings with my buddies the other night and left my debit card on the table. But I didn't stress. I have Card Valet from ASE Credit Union. Card Valet lets me turn my debit card on and off from an app on my phone anytime, anywhere, so my money is always safe. If my debit card falls into the wrong hands, I'll get a real-time alert so I can act fast and protect myself. Just another way ASE Credit Union helps me control my money. It's your money. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Looking for a fun way to bond with man's best friend? Come join us for the 13th annual Bark in the Park at Cooter's Pond in Prattville to benefit the Prattville Otauga Humane Society. Saturday, April 28th from 10 to 3. You and your furry friend can enjoy games, raffles, bake sales, and more. Don't forget to enter into the pet contest. The Prattville Otauga Humane Society's 13th annual Bark in the Park at Cooter's Pond in Prattville. Saturday, April 28th. Visit our station website for more information.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
I messed up. Joey was moving around the spot so we could go out, and then I called the shot to go to a break.
I think the conversation is fascinating, and there will need to be an economic reckoning, a moral reckoning, a political reckoning, whatever you can think of, whatever lens, with artificial intelligence. But I think we still are a long way off from actual autonomous beings that are artificially created. And so if you're talking about autonomous systems that have a certain purpose or designed a certain way, they will be accountable to people and people's certain standards. It's just the way things are going. And a point I made to you off air, Dan, and I think you've heard of this too, a lot of generals are worried that the United States military is too reliant on technology. So if you're in the middle of an actual shooting war, some key piece of technology gets knocked out, will your military be able to function in a way without the reliance on the tech they're so used to and have trained with?
And where the technology goes is that, for example, the swarm concept of drones, and I did a piece, last year, and basically they launch these drones from an aircraft. The drones are programmed, and they'll go in and fly into a pattern, go into a camp, and to go destroy the folks that are in the camp. They know they're sitting there looking for people, and they're shooting and firing missiles, and it is an orchestrated, controlled attack.